in for DJC monitoring EchoLink.
Link 4, Jerry. Good morning. It's your OTR.
Hello, Tom. I hope everything's going well. It's awfully hot outside today.
Nice to hear you. I was just getting ready to go out. I was sitting there with my head laid down on the table. I was cutting some pills in half, and I needed to get up anyways. Bernice had a heart doctor appointment, regular routine, and checked out good at 8 o'clock this morning. I had to be there at 8, and she got in at 8:15. I actually met the heart doctor at the door and greeted him. Outside. Walked a little bit while I was waiting in the parking lot. Then we come back, and then I got to call and see if my orthopedic inserts come in this afternoon. And if so, I'll go across town and get those. Tomorrow I got one more doctor's appointment with the pain management guy, and that ends it for the week as far as doctors go, thank God. But at any rate, I just sitting here watching mega disasters on this 4-4. It's kind of a newer one. It's a real good. It's the Story Channel or something. It's over the air. And it's really good. They have some interesting historical things on there. Yesterday they did one on Patton in 4DJC and 0TR.
Well, that sounds like better than being outside. I hope everything goes well for Bernice and everything with the heart. I'm sure it did, though. But I'm using EchoLink to my phone right now. I'm not really sure how it sounds. I don't have it set up on a box. I've just got it set up where I have to hit it to transmit. And 0TR and 4DJC.
0TR with N4DJC. Jerry, it couldn't be any better. It's excellent.
Well, that's good because I don't use it very often. I use it when I'm out of town where I can't get into the repeater very well. But it's got I've got 5G service here in town, so it's pretty reliable. Sometimes it gets kind of rough when you're in with a crowd of people or something like that. I've got the air conditioner running here in the car. I hope the land's going to come out in a minute. I had to get in the post office to get something ready to mail out. My scale at home I got only goes up to 5 pounds, so I had to check with them to make sure. I was guessing it was 5.8, and it was right on 5.8. But when I bought the scale, I got a nice digital scale, but the problem is I only got the one set up for up to 5 pounds. Of one that does 10 or 12 or so was twice as high, and I thought, well, I won't weigh anything that heavy to mail, but now, of course, hindsight's already 20/20 time, N0TR, N4DJC.
Jerry? Well, I was surprised to hear you on it, and like I said, I was just getting ready to go out. Bernice is out picking strawberries. And I got to go out and do some things out there and feed the chickens. And I watered them before we went to the doctor because they're 5-gallon buckets and it automatically waters them. So I always go out early while that hose is still cool from the night before so they don't get a shot of hot water. Well, I'm glad we mowed grass here a couple of days ago. Yesterday, I told you we got 1.8 inches of rain the night before. Worked out just right, and it's supposed to be a booger all week as far as the heat goes, so I guess I get trapped inside except for early morning, and I don't like that at all. I like to be outside.
Yeah, we didn't get out too early this morning, so we need to water the sod we put out. But I think we'll try to get a little bit of it maybe here after lunch and just hit a few spots and maybe a little bit later today when it cools off. We still have to get a little more topsoil and kind of put around the edges of it because on the side, when you pack it like that, it's just so the edges are real susceptible to drying out, so we're going to put some, that's actually, they call it topsoil. This mixture of peat moss and other stuff, too, it's good. It doesn't wash out like the other stuff does. It doesn't have anything bad in it. But this Bermuda requires a little bit of nitrogen, but it's just not too dry right now to put any nitrogen on. It'd burn it up for sure. So I better get out of here, I guess, Tom. I don't want to keep you from getting out and get your stuff done like you should do. And need to kind of keep an eye on here on the door, see if when Lynn's coming out, I don't have to walk too far out here in the sun. But anyway, hey, you guys have a good day. And I'll probably talk to you a little bit later on when I get back home. But I'll sign off for now. And good talking to you. And I'm glad my echo link on the iPhone is working out well. Thanks again, 73NZRTRN4DJC, clear after you time.
Working like a champ, absolutely perfect audio. And yeah, Bernice uses a lot of that peat moss. We just went down and picked up some the other day. Boy, that stuff's heavy. It's in a big old bag. And then I went up and picked up a bag of chicken feed and a bag of chicken starter. And we're going to get some new girls here. Not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. And going to pick those up. So I thought I better put them on a chick starter for one bag, and then after that they're going to get the regular stuff along with the rest of them, and I'm going to give Chad the other six chickens here sometime next week. He said he'd like to have them, and they're laying about four eggs a day, so they're still doing good. But she wants these black Australops because they lay big brown eggs. And the one we got, he lays an egg every day. Boy, it's a beauty. Extra large. So I hope these other ones work out. A little leery of chickens right now. We have that chicken flu up north, but there's none been detected here in South Carolina to my knowledge. So we'll hope that works out all right. And they're also vaccinated when you get them. It costs a little more money. But I like the guy. He's thechickenman.com. His name is Eamon, like you spell amen. And he'll go by either name. He's really a fine gentleman up there. 73's Jerry. Pleasure's all mine. You have a nice day. And I'm going to go QRT and head out in the field there with Bernice. N4DJC in 0TR. Clear.
JW Mobile.